This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome to hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I have used this stuff for 4 years. I have never, one of the things about lube, and I'm telling you this because I had a conversation with them over the weekend with Stacy at Frog Lube, Stacy Lasky, the wife of Larry Lasky. And what I was telling her is what I'll tell you. Frog Lube is a treatment. It will work on your weapon long term. When you put it on there, it's going to stay on your weapon for a while. And there's varying products that you can put on there that will work beautifully. And no matter what you may hear, no matter what is going on out there in the world of lubricant, because lubricant has become a cutthroat proposition. Frog Lube will be there. They'll be there waiting on you. They'll be there working for you. Donald Trump, Wilmington, North Carolina, 8-9-16. He said this. Hillary wants to abolish, essentially abolish, the Second Amendment. By the way, if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know. Now, I don't think that was a dumb joke. I think he was talking about how mobilized Second Amendment people get when they feel like their back is against the wall. But there are those that say that this insinuates assassination. When you're talking about pantsuit, the Second Amendment, and her possible judicial picks, they would get one of our oldest civil rights. It was, some people think it was a really bad joke. Some use this to point out that we're probably just violent anyway. Although if that was actually the case, we wouldn't be having this discussion because there would be no Hillary Clinton. There would be no mainstream media. But, and it was mentioned that Trump saying what he said wouldn't activate gun owners, the vast majority of whom are law-abiding people, even more so than law enforcement, like some assassin a la the Manchurian candidate. Lots of people said that Trump's remarks were not referencing assassination. But it did touch upon something that is accurate about pantsuit, though she might not know it because most anti-gunners are oblivious to this, which is that her gun control policy would pave the way for a severe gutting of our gun rights. We see this. That's a problem. Because the damage control being done across a variety of mediums seems to indicate that liberals are still haunted by the ghosts of Al Gore. Gore couldn't win the president. He could have won the president with a presidential office without Florida, but went a little aggressive on gun control in 2000, which cost him Tennessee, West Virginia, and Arkansas. Those states, plus what he had already won, would have seen him taking the oath of office in 2001 instead of George Bush. And, all of that minutia that went with it. They seem to want to avoid that chasm of electoral death this time around. So from smaller outlets like the Providence Journal to CNN, the media seems to be explaining how Hillary Clinton doesn't want to take our guns. From the Providence Journal. Has Clinton really proposed abolishing it? No. Trump's repeated claim that Clinton wants to abolish the Second Amendment has been shot down multiple times by PolitiFact.com, FactCheck.org, and by Clinton herself. The view that Clinton favors repealing the Second Amendment gained traction when one of her policy advisors, Maya Harris, told Bloomberg Politics that the candidate believes that the Supreme Court's decision striking down a Washington, D.C. ban on handguns was wrongly decided and would result in further gun safety measures being overturned. Then we get this from CNN. Once Clinton launched her 2008 Democratic presidential campaign, though, she backed away from some of those stances, including her previous support for national licensing and registration of handguns. She said, "What I support is sensible regulation that is consistent with the constitutional right to own and bear arms. I think a total ban with no exceptions under any circumstances might be found by the court not to be constitutional, but I don't know the facts." The best evidence of Clinton's shift in tone, though, came later in April in Indiana after Obama had been recorded saying that people in rural America cling to guns or religion. She said, "You know, my dad took me out behind the cottage that my grandfather built on a little lake called Lake Winola outside of Scranton and taught me how to shoot when I was a little girl." Again, a candidate for president, she's made her advocacy for new restrictions a focal point to her 2016 campaign. She's called for a ban on the sale of assault weapons as well as a closure of the Charleston loophole, a reference to a law that allowed the Charleston shooter to obtain his firearms. Closing the loophole would mean extending the window for FBI background checks to take place on gun purchases. "I'm not looking to repeal the Second Amendment. I'm not looking to take people's guns away, but I am looking for more support for the reasonable efforts that need to be undertaken to keep guns out of the wrong hands." Over at the left-leaning Mother Jones, Kevin Drum touched upon how the Supreme Court wouldn't write an opinion to abolish guns, as there is ample legal precedent to justify it as an individual right. Even Drum agrees that the Constitution guarantees an individual right to own a firearm. So, have no fear. Hillary's crazy liberal justices won't gut the Second Amendment. He writes, "There's a general belief that if the Supreme Court overturned Heller, the individual right to own a gun would be dead, but that's nowhere near true. There's a very wide spectrum of decisions the court could hand down. It would be very unusual indeed for them to write an opinion that flatly ended gun ownership as an individual right. It's almost certain they would merely move the goalposts a bit, setting up some kind of balancing test that would preserve the individual right in some or all cases, but would also put some boundaries on it as they have for every other right in the Constitution. If you're in favor of an absolute unfettered right to bear arms, that's fine. I disagree, but it's fine. However, you simply can't say that the right is all or nothing. The Supreme Court virtually never takes that approach. Two centuries of both gun ownership and Supreme Court jurisprudence suggest very strongly that if they overturn Heller, they'll do nothing more than choose a modestly different middle ground." Yet, Hillary's anti-gun agenda isn't going to be front-loaded to the courts, though they will certainly be a part of it. Her enthusiasm to repeal a law that protects the gun manufacturers from frivolous lawsuits, the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, lays the groundwork for anti-gun liberals to sue the gun industry out of existence. It's one of the reasons it was put in place, to keep that from happening. This hypothetical threatening gun makers through lawfare, coupled with banning assault weapons and her support for Australian-style gun control, would certainly mean a massive undercutting of our civil rights, if not a civil war. The mere fact that she agrees with gun policy from down under shows she's for gun bans and confiscation. And that's the core of the policy. If Hillary knows that, she's everything Second Amendment supporters, Republicans, conservatives, Trump have said about her. She doesn't know, she's again everything the right thinks about typical liberals on gun issues. They don't know everything. In her case, she doesn't know anything. Her "I'm not coming for your guns" defense, which she touched upon briefly, is her refusal to say whether the Second Amendment guarantees an individual right to bear arms. And these fears about Clinton and the Democrats coming after Americans' guns aren't going to go away. So that's their worry, that you think that, and that's going to be a voting issue. Continue to think that. You are correct. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
man-made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. At a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It does. And it works well. I had Tim Knight on in place of Sean Maloney the other day, and we were talking about Maine and Nevada, where they have a ballot initiative looking for a universal background check law to be passed in these states. And it's a similar initiative to the I-594 thing that happened in Washington State in 2014. Now, in the propositions of what these laws are, they claim that these laws don't outlaw private transfers of guns or criminalize traditional behavior. Proponents also allege that background check laws have common sense and reasonable exceptions. Now, the NRA doesn't like these things, and for many reasons, that they're misleadingly portrayed as applying to only sales, that they accomplish little besides burdening honest gun owners with new fees and paperwork, and because these laws regulate temporary loans, gifts, and similar innocuous transfers of guns, with few and inadequate exemptions. But we have some to look at. We have the Oregon Firearm Safety Act, enacted in 2015. This follows the template of such universal background check laws and initiatives. The OFSA applies where any change of possession of a gun occurs, even if ownership or title remains the same. By defining a transfer as any delivery of a firearm from a transferor to a transferee, including but not limited to the sale, gift, loan, or lease of the firearm, it prohibits a gun sale or transfer between persons who are not federally licensed unless the transaction is completed through a licensed gun dealer. To give you a illustration of this, my pal Raven One, who's in the chat room, we go shoot together sometimes. If I were to say, hey, Raven, do you want to carry this gun in your car on our way to the range? And he would say, yes. Under the OFSA law out coming out of Oregon and all of these other universal background check laws, he and I would become felons. Because what I should do is we should take this gun and he and I should run up to the FFL, a licensed gun dealer, and then do a transfer. Even though I'm not selling him the gun, even though I'm not giving him the gun, I'm just loaning him the gun, but he's got to go through a background check and he's law enforcement. He's law enforcement, so. You know, I don't know how that works. I'm pretty sure they're not exempted. Why would we do that? Because most of them are not for all this stuff. So, therefore, the enemy. So, you have to ask permission. Request the gun dealer perform a criminal background check on the transferee. That, I mean, even for temporary loans where no money changes hands, all the paperwork that applies to a retail sale of a firearm applies. Jeremy Lucas, the rector of the Christ Church of Episcopal Parish. I talked about him the other day. He's the guy that had the raffle. Remember the raffle? We'll get to that in just a second. The dealers are authorized to charge fees for facilitating these transactions, which means a loan of a gun costs the lender or borrower twice, once for the loan and then again when the gun is returned. Because Raven gives me the gun back. Okay. A person who fails to comply with these requirements commits a criminal offense, a felony, if the person has a previous conviction. The OFSA has limited exemptions, including temporary transfers between specified family members, but not in-laws, for law enforcement owned. Oh, okay. Well, Raven, I guess you'd be okay. You just can't give it back to me. But only while that person is acting within the scope of official duty. So if he's not in uniform, then, yeah, we got to go have a background check. Or to prevent death or serious physical injury, but the threat must be imminent and the gun must be returned immediately. So it's like, if I'm in a fight and something and I'm getting the mud kicked out of me and somebody throws me a gun, under this regime, I can shoot the bad guy and then I got to throw them the gun immediately. Get rid of the gun immediately. Then we come to the case of Jeremy Lucas, rector of Christ Church. And this illustrates perfectly the shortcomings of the OFSA and the initiatives on the ballot this fall. Lucas, a former lawyer and lobbyist, purchased $3,000 worth of tickets for a softball team's raffle of an AR-15 rifle, seeking to win the rifle so he could destroy it as a symbolic act. After the raffle, he went through the mandatory background check process at a licensed gun dealer before claiming the gun. Then he gave the gun to a parishioner to store while he decided what to do with that. This was a transfer, an illegal transfer. So, regardless of motive or intent, the delivery of a firearm to another person for storage is still a transfer governed by the OPSA. According to news reports, local police have asked the Oregon State Police to investigate the matter. If convicted of a misdemeanor violation of the OPSA, Reverend Lucas could face a minimum fine of $6,250 and up to a year in jail. This is not the first time a universal background check has backfired. 2014, the Linden Pioneer Museum, a small museum in Washington State, decided to return historical firearms loaned for an exhibit to the owners before the exhibit terminated, before the state's initiative took effect, pointing to the financial burden of background checks and the lack of any exemption for museums, historical societies, and similar entities. Proponents of the Washington law dismissed those concerns, tutting that you can't craft every possibility into every law, but the museum's apprehension was echoed by other museums and institutions that borrow or exhibit guns. Similarly, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife issued a guidance concerning transfers during hunter education classes. So, resting on a convoluted interpretation of the initiative law, this concluded that voluntary instructors were law enforcement and exempted from background check requirements, but only when in the formal voluntary status for WDFW and acting within the scope of their authority. However, student-to-student transfers of firearms would not qualify under that exemption, prompting a suggestion that instructors could only use air rifles or facsimiles that did not meet the definition of a firearm. Do you see how stupid this is? This bleeding heart pastor who got out there and wants to destroy a gun, got out there and destroyed one, and then he loaned it. He gave it to somebody to store, and now he's in trouble for that. I want safe storage. Will you put this somewhere for me safe? That's his crime. The vast majority of criminals who acquire firearms don't go through legal channels, and they don't care about background checks. And the most substantial impact these laws will have is to turn law-abiding gun owners into criminals, which is exactly why these proposals were put forth in the first place. That's why. Not to catch any criminals, not to stop any crimes, but to turn you into a criminal, thus a prohibited person. Capisce? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Go check that stuff out. Give it a whirl, why don't you? I'm just going to call it for what it is. The media today, your mainstream media, are liars. No, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. They're damn liars. Very damn liars. And they're out of control. Because Trump doesn't play their game. So they're going after Trump. Trump doesn't play their game. They don't like this. They don't like this. Every news hour, they're going after Trump. While giving cover to a liar in a pantsuit named Clinton. Now, the left-wing mainstream media, which is all of them, including your heroes at Fox News, they're scared out of their minds that Donald Trump and the millions of Americans supporting him will take back the White House and burn down the system of entrenched politicians and millionaires that controls Washington, D.C. What you don't see about a politician is all the stuff they do when they're not on C-SPAN. Oh, my gosh, it is so nice and opulent and expensive. Where else can you have a part-time job where you don't really do anything, where 95% of you are completely unknown, and you make $170,000 a year? Why do you think so many people want to be in Congress? They're scared that Trump will secure the borders. They're scared he will lower the taxes, bring back jobs, deport illegal immigrants, and smash political correctness. Let's take one of those. Let's say he lowers taxes on businesses. Now, we've been told that manufacturing jobs are never coming back to the United States, and maybe all of them don't come back to the United States. But what if some of them did? What if a fair amount of them did? What then? Well, guess what? All of these conservative pundits who have told you this, and all of these conservative politicians, so-called, that have told you all this, oh my God, they've been lying to us. What now? This is a concern of theirs that this comes out. The patriotic middle class, that's you, everyday Americans. Well, guess what? The media are desperate to control you. And you get to fight the media. You can fight back in social media. You can fight back on their comments. You can fight back on their websites. You can tell all your friends and family who is on your side. It's not going to be pantsuit. She's been caught in one real scandal after scandal after scandal. Every time she does something, they triumphantly come out and say, well, there's no evidence of any criminal wrongdoing. What kind of credential is that? Do you put that on a business card? I mean, how does that work? And, you know, then here comes the media after this happens, making up fake storylines by telling you that every day, you know, you, the everyday Second Amendment supporter. Well, guess what? We want to kill Hillary. No comments on that one. But let's look at her, shall we? Let's look at her rap sheet. She ran an unsecured private server just to hide her emails. She deleted 30,000 emails to cover her tracks. She colluded with the Democratic National Party to rig the primary and screw over Sanders supporters, Americans. Yeah. She left our ambassador and loyal Americans. She left them hanging in the wind, and they died on her watch while they were running guns. While they were running guns to Syria. She then lied to the ones that loved their dead people, their dead heroes, in front of the caskets of these fallen Americans. Her husband met with Loretta Lynch on a tarmac of an airliner, of an airport somewhere. She takes money into her foundation in return for political favors. On and on and on and on and on. A partridge in a pear tree. But there's more of us than there is of them. We have the numbers, and we have to fight back by hitting them. And we got to hit them hard because they look it upon us as enemies. Will Smith, the actor, okay, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I have always been entertained by Will. I will continue to be entertained by Will. However, I will say this about the, and I don't know anything about his size or anything else, okay? I know he's in decent shape. Will, you are not Deadshot. You are not the badass that you are portrayed. You know, you're an actor. And it's in the script that you win. He made the statement the other day that it is good that all of these people are publicly supporting Trump. Because this way we can cleanse America of this. What do you mean by cleanse, Will? I mean, that doesn't sound like somebody coming from West Philadelphia, born and raised. What do you mean by cleanse, Will? We got your numbers. Progressives, we know exactly where we stand with you. And it's a shame because you don't stand that way with us. The only problem is that you have pushed us into a position to where we, you know, I feel like I have no choice but to try to fight you at the ballot box and prepare to fight you on the ammo box. I don't know how that's going to play with you guys. I don't think you're going to be very successful at that one. What's at stake here is the Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights. by way of the Supreme Court, if Hillary wins and gets to make her appointments to the Supreme Court. Kiss it goodbye. Kiss your way of life goodbye. And the media left, they know they just need one more win in the White House to cement the hope and change around the neck of our children and destroy what little is left of the USA that we grew up with. USA of our grandparents and our great-grandparents. So stand up. Don't be afraid. Be proud. Put yard signs in your lawn. Talk to your friends and family. Register to vote. Contribute to your candidate. Get active on social media. Like and share and tweet articles just like, you know, share podcasts. This isn't an article. Don't let a crook, a murderess, become your president. Don't let that become your, you know, everybody, a lot of you were fooled by Obama. He was so eloquent and so, you know, cool. It was going to be cool in America. We don't need cool. We just need basics. We need fundamentals. We need what made us great to begin with, which was that desire to be great, not to apologize to a world that owes us. And we back away and the world goes to hell. Do you see the vacuum world? Do you get it? So, don't stand back and take it. Get active, because we can be active now or we're going to be active later on down the street. I'm going to be active now, preparing to be active down the street. You know, that's cool. But don't put up with it. We'll be right back.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Live from the Second Call Defense, Beating Yourself Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
The only lube I use. And the nice side effect is it makes my gun smell like a York peppermint patty. Love it. Very pleasant shooting a Frog Lube treated gun. Check them out. The New York Police Department's duty gear choices are right now under fire after a bodega worker was killed in the Bronx this past week with a gun grabbed from an officer's holster. Now, during the break, I've got this G-code SOC holster. This would be the duty holster if you were buying holsters from G-Code for law enforcement. This would be the duty holster. It is a massive beast. It has a thumb release, has a retention bar in it. Gun's not going anywhere unless you release it. I don't know what level retention it would be. I've heard levels like a level 3, level 2, and everything else. This is their version of today's duty holster. And it is a robust beast. End of the holster is enclosed. I mean, a lot of things about it. The thing about, and you know what, I'm not going to get into the breakdown of the SOC. It is awesome. But anyway, the pre-dawn hours of August the 9th, the police were flagged down regarding a dispute at the A&M Deli on 230 East 198th Street. During this incident, as detailed by NYPD Assistant Chief Larry Nakunin, Ephraim Guzman, 30, was able to remove an officer's gun from the holster and shoot a bodega worker he had previously been in a dispute with across the street. He was then shot by officers twice, and he was taken to St. Barnabas Hospital. The worker, identified by the New York Times as Wally Kamara, 49, died of his injuries. While Guzman was formally arrested Wednesday on charges that include Kamara's murder and attempted murder of a police officer, the holster policy of the nation's largest metropolitan police force is being questioned. Appears that there is no uniformity in their holster choice because Guzman was able to defeat an older model. ABC 7 found out this is not the new recruits there are issued in Safariland 6360 ALS. described as a level 3 retention holster with an automatic locking system by the manufacturer. Most on the force have legacy holsters with lower retention levels. Nakunin said, obviously, we're going to review all the tactics involved, but looking at the video, Mr. Guzman made a very fast move and basically ripped the gun from the officer's holster. A 2008 RAND Corporation review of the NYPD training program found that no one holster was standard. And they recommended one that allowed secure retention when a weapon is holstered and observed two instances in which trainees were rated fair and unacceptable during role play that involved outsiders getting a hand on the trainee's firearm. Retired NYPD Lieutenant Daniel Modell, who used to work in the department's firearms and tactics section, told the New York Daily News the most common holster in use on the streets of the Big Apple is the Safariland 2955, a level 2 holster that he contends was unwanted by other large departments. He says the LAPD didn't think it was a good holster 20 years ago, so the NYPD got him for a bargain. It has a cheap snap, and the retention mechanism is crappy. I had to replace it twice. One guy I knew had to replace his holster 6 times. While veteran officers can request the newer holster design, and new recruits since 2014 are issued one at the academy, only about a quarter of the NYPD's 35,800 uniformed officers are so equipped. This comes as the city has shown off an impressive array of new military-grade equipment, including a $7.5 million buy for 20,000 ballistic helmets and 6,000 Level 3 ballistic vests billed as being needed for counterterrorism purposes. The latest allocation comes in addition to some $320 million, mostly in federal grants received by the NYPD, for everything from M4 rifles, armored vehicles, tactical escape hoods. What's an escape hood? Big Polly, what's an escape hood? Raven, what is an escape hood? Tactical escape hoods and belt-worn trauma kits. But they don't have holsters at work. Now, 35,800 people, that's a pretty big force. And if they're spending, what, that's $330 million they're spending right there. Why is it that they're not... See, in the military, when I was in the military, I'm almost certain that I had the same kind of pistol belt when I was issued in, that I was issued in Germany, as some trainee had at, you know, at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, when I was in Germany. He had the same thing. I'm almost certain that everything was uniform. And in a group like, I don't know, the largest metropolitan police department in the United States, you would think there would be uniformity there. Because how do they keep up with, well, everything? Do they have 35,800 slightly different examples of everything? I mean, I know they don't all carry the same gun. I know they don't all carry, and now I know they don't carry them in the same holster. So, but if they're not carrying the same gun, you would think that with that kind of, those kind of numbers, that somebody would offer them a deal. But, I don't know. I don't know what to think about this. First of all, do they have 20,000... or do they have 6,000 highly trained fire maneuver operators out there, SWAT trained, you know, whatever, however you want to put it? Do they know how to do the necessary stuff to need a level 3 vest and a ballistic helmet? Do they? I know the argument could be made, like in places like Dallas. Well, Bill, they should have all had those things. Well, yeah, but the ones that engaged them were so hopeless, you know, that engaged that guy, they were juked clean out of their pants by this guy. And he had the infantry capability of a Cub Scout. And still, he did what he did. So, while they're buying all this stuff, why couldn't they buy some bullets so they could train with their weapons and to where they could get rid of that 12-pound damn trigger? I'm very pleased that law enforcement around in my part of the woods, they have standard triggers because they're trained. But if they're going to get out there and spend $330 million instead of buying stuff, why aren't they buying some training? Makes you go, doesn't it? But no, they've got 20,000 ballistic helmets, and they've got 6,000 level 3 ballistic vests. Are they going to field 6,000 people to fight terrorism if a terrorist attack occurs there? Is it going to be like Watertown? I guess that's going to be what it is. That's it'll be like Watertown. We'll get out there and, you know, we'll just flood the streets with all kinds of people, and then we'll shoot at a boat 300-400 times and miss him every time. gosh. Anyway. That's where I would spend my money. I would spend my money on letting these guys train. And then I'd spend my money on getting them some new triggers. Or, you know, with Glock, I mean, you can go with Glock and call them up and say, we want to get all new Glocks. And Glock will just about give them to them. And they could just have standard Glocks. And then they wouldn't have to worry about litigation costs because these guys would be trained on how to shoot. I guess I understand why I'm not in charge of anything most of the time, because I'm just trying to think with logic, and some of the stuff that I look at and I talk about all the time just seems so highly illogical, so much so that this hour has passed. We're going to be right back. Third hour coming up. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.